Let me begin this next review by asking you a question. Do any of your adolescent patients, between the ages of 12 and 16, ever complain of intermittent locking or popping of their temporomandibular joints? As orthodontists, I think all of us would have to answer yes to these questions. It's not common, but some adolescents can develop locking or popping of the TMJ during orthodontics. If that's the case, are there any risk factors that one can assess during pre-treatment examination that would increase the likelihood of locking or popping of the joint? That question was answered in a study that was published in the May 2011 issue of the Journal of Orofacial Pain. I thought this would be an excellent study for us to review. The title of the article is Risk Factors for Anterior Disc Displacement with Reduction and Intermittent Locking in Adolescents. This study is co-authored by Dr. Kalikova and two other researchers from the Department of Oral Kinesiology at the University of Amsterdam in Holland. The purpose of this study was to determine if parafunction in the oral cavity or TMJ hypermobility are risk factors in adolescents for either anterior disc displacement or intermittent locking. In order to accomplish this objective, the authors evaluated over 250 adolescents between the ages of 12 and 16. About half were female and half male. Now, the presence of disc displacement and TMJ hypermobility was diagnosed during the clinical examination. The authors also assessed whether or not joint locking had occurred. Then they evaluated parafunctional habits such as tooth grinding or jaw clenching, and also identified whether or not the patients performed nail biting or lip and cheek biting. In addition, the authors examined the opposing dentition to see if they could find matching tooth wear facets. Using a logistic regression analysis, the authors determined whether or not any of these parafunctional habits had a correlation with disc displacement or intermittent locking. What did these researchers find? Question number one, was there any association of disc displacement to any of the factors evaluated? The answer is yes. There was a weak association between disc displacement and increasing age. In other words, as adolescents became older, there was a higher incidence of disc displacement. Question number two, was there an association between intermittent locking of the joints and any of the factors assessed? The answer to that question is yes. There was a weak correlation between intermittent locking and jaw clenching. Question number three, was TMJ hypermobility related to either disc displacement or intermittent locking? The answer to that question is no. There was no relationship between hypermobility of the joint and either disc displacement or TMJ locking. So what's the bottom line? The authors concluded that during adolescence, clenching is a possible risk factor for intermittent locking, while increased age is a risk factor for disc displacement. If you'd like to review this study that assesses the risk factors for anterior disc displacement and locking in an adolescent subject population, you'll find it in the May 2011 issue of the Journal of Orofacial Pain.